Behold, thy king cometh to thee, meek. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. King Jesus, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, King and Center of all hearts, sits upon that donkey for the first Palm Sunday procession, meek. He accepts the homage that is given him, the shouts of Hosanna and the palm fronds, which, remember, is a reenacting of the ceremony done by the priests when they would draw water for the Feast of the Tabernacles. Hosanna is the Hebrew for save now, and the waving of the palm is an act of adoration towards the altar of God, because Jesus Christ is our priest and our king and our altar. He accepts all of this as his due, but in the meekness of his heart, he knows how lukewarm at the best were those who came to render him homage, and that most of the crowd was made up of crowd people, people who follow the popular currents or curiosity. And if it seems to be a success, you can count on me. But those fickle faithful will fade away by Friday. And some of those same voices that cried out, save now, Hosanna, will cry out, crucify him. Some of those who rendered the king their homage on Sunday will say on Friday, the high priest's passing out a few shekels to oil the crowd, we will not have this man to reign over us. Everyone, the first Palm Sunday, had his own agenda. Everyone his own idea of things. And by Good Friday, the procession of the faithful will be down to three souls to accompany Christ. Two women, Mary Magdalene, and Mary the Mother of God, and a man, St. John, the virginal disciple. The meekness of the Sacred Heart. He comes back to this world to request and to receive our homage in the modern age by giving us the wonderful Sacred Heart devotion. He finds the world just as bad as when he left it. And therefore, now he comes to give us his heart, his Sacred Heart. Our Lord forgets. He is not provoked by our infidelity, our own ideas of things, our following of the crowd. He forgets all of our sins. Our Lord forgets the sufferings which the thorns which surround his heart are meant to remind us of. Our Lord thinks only of the defeat of the devil, his implacable foe. Our Lord thinks only, and I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men to myself. He thinks of our salvation, of God's glorification by means of the cross. Good Friday, with its culminating point, the opening of his side, the showing of his Sacred Heart, and then our redemption is complete. So then he, as it were, he picks up in the 17th century where he left off in the first, at 3 o'clock on Good Friday afternoon. Now he shows his heart, his open side, to all the world, and he says, trust, have confidence, so that finally, for the Holy Week, that should be our whole life, at last we could get it right. And this remedy he promises to us. This Lent, we saw the victory of the Sacred Heart and his promises against mortal sin, against the devil, through a devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, as well as through the devotion to the Sacred Heart. The lukewarm, he promises, will become fervent, and the fervent will rapidly mount to perfection. Priests through this devotion will be given grace to touch the most hardened hearts. And it is so. We have so much more to say about the promises of the Sacred Heart. I hope now and again to continue to speak of this important topic through the end of his month, through the end of June. But today, we could never exhaust his promises. But today is a day not so much for talk as for deeds, not for promises as for performance. What are your promises to our Lord? Let the palm you've just received and all of the wonderful ceremonies of this day and of the whole Holy Week speak for you of homage and of adoration and of fidelity. Remember, the palm stands for victory, and it is a pledge of grace, of protection against the devil, for body and soul. So therefore, we take it home, sign of victory, put it behind our crucifix. We take it, we put it throughout our house as a blessing and as a protection to stand for the triumph of Christ our King over hell. In a moment, I will read to you in English the Passion of our Lord according to St. Matthew. And traditionally, you stand and you hold the palm as a sign of your fidelity, your prayer. This Holy Week and this one life of mine, may I be faithful. You can't go directly to Easter Sunday. You cannot bypass Holy Week and Good Friday. Holy Week. Our lives ought to be a Holy Week. Make your promises to the Sacred Heart, for he has made his to you and has fulfilled them faithfully.